Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们翻开启示录。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
We will read from verse 12.
我们从12节开始读。
To verse 18.
到18节。
Revelation chapter 1. Verse 12.
启示录第一章第12节。
And I turned back to see the voice which spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, girt about at the breast with a golden girdle, his head and hair white like white wool as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass as burning in a furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters, and having in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword going forth, and his countenance as the sun, shine in his power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I'm the first and the last and the living one. And I became dead, and behold, I'm living to the ages of ages, and have the keys of death and of Hades.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。 声音如同众水的声音，他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。” 并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。Chapter 2. 第二章。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 4.
我们从第一节读到第四节。To
the angel of the assembly in Ephesus write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thine endurance, and that thou canst not bear evil men, and thou hast tried them who say that themselves are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and endured, and hast borne for my name's sake, and hast not wearied. But I have against thee, that thou hast left thy first love.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Chapter 3.
第三章,
verse 14.
第十四节,
from verse 14 to verse 17.
从14节到17节,
And to the angels of the assembly in Laodicea write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot, just because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot. I'm about to spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich, and am grown rich, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art a wretched, and a miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
May we have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee for gathering us together this morning.
主啊，今天早晨为着你再把我们召聚到你面前，感谢你。
We have read Thy Word.
我们已经读了你的话语。
And now we just look to Thy Holy Spirit to reveal Thy Word in us.
现在我们仰望你的圣灵，将你的话语启示在我们里面。
Bring us into one with Thy living Word.
把我们带到与你的话合而为一。
That Thy Word will really become life and spirit to us.
好使你的话语对我们真成为灵，成为生命。
May Thy light shine upon us.
愿你的光照在我们身上。
And reveal all that Thou hast seen in us.
将你看在我们里面所看见的向我们显明。
That we may truly humble ourselves.And repent before thee.
好使我们真在你面前自卑并且悔改。
We praise and thank thee because thou art the God of grace.
我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你是满有恩典的神。
And thy grace and thy mercy endures forever.
你的恩惠和怜悯存到永远。
We ask in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我们主亲爱主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。I hope everybody. Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们一同翻到启示录。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
We'll just read verse 5.
我们就读第五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
启示录第二章第五节。
Remember, therefore,whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. But if not, I'm coming to thee, and I will remove thy lampstand out of his place, except thou shalt repent.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
The same book, chapter 21.
同一卷书第二十一章。
We read from verse 1 through verse 7.
我们从第一节读到第七节。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea exist no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall not exist any more. Nor grief, nor cry, nor distress shall exist any more, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he says to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be to him God, and he shall be to me Son.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子。”神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”他又对我说：“都成了。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽。”我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝，得胜的必承受这些为业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
May we have another word of prayer.
请我们再有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, as we continue.Together in thy presence.
亲爱的主啊，当我们继续地来到你的面前的时候，
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们心里面充满了感谢。
How we praise and thank thee that thou art the one who saves us.
我们实在要感谢赞美你，因为你是拯救我们的那一位。
Thou art the one who saves us to the uttermost.
你拯救我们，就拯救我们到底。
And this is all for thy own glory.
这都是为着你自己的荣耀。
We thank thee for the privilege of having gathered together before thy table.
我们实在为着能够一同聚集在你的桌子跟前。
We thank thee for bringing out of ourselves and bringing us completely, totally.To yourself.
我们感谢你把我们从己里面带出来，把我们完全的带到你的里面。
You are truly the first and the last.
你真是那首先的，也是末后的。
Dear Lord, if thou hast still something to say to us,
亲爱的主啊，若是你还有一些话要向我们说。
Will you please, by thy Spirit, release thy word?
请你借着你的圣灵释放你的话语。
Thou knowest each and every one of us.
用膏油膏我们每一个人。
Thou the one who knows us so well.
你认识我们每一个人。
Will you not? by thy word, deliver us completely.
求你借着你的话语完全地释放我们。
And bring us into the reality of the testimony of Jesus.
带我们进入耶稣的见证的实际。
Dear Lord, our hearts are open to thee.
主啊，亲爱的主啊，我们的心向你敞开。
Speak, Lord, thy servants hear.
主啊，请说，你的仆人静听。
In thy precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名，我们祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
I always feel very difficult to speak after the Lord's table.
在主的筵席之后, 要我说话, 我总是感觉非常的为难。
Because we have already reached the climax.
因为我们已经达到了高峰。
When our hearts are fully taken away from us,Everything else, and take wholly to the Lord.
当我们的心从一切的事物中被带出来，完全的带到它里面。
What else do we need?
我们还需要别的呢？什么别的呢？
But it is our brother's arrangement.
但这是我们弟兄们的安排。
And I have to be obedient.
我必须要顺服他。
At this concluding time of the conference,
在这个特会结束的时刻
I would like to re-emphasize one thing.
我要再强调一件事情。
There is nothing more important than the testimony of Jesus.
没有一件事比主耶稣的见证更重要的。
Because it is the very heart of the eternal purpose of God.
因为这乃是神永远旨意中的中心。
All the word of God we find in the Bible is centered upon this theme.
在圣经中所有神的话语都集中在这一个主题上。
God's heart is upon his beloved son.
神的心乃是在他的爱子身上。
It is his good pleasure to reveal his son in us.
将他的爱子启示在我们里面，这是神所乐意做的。
Not only as A knowledge,
不仅是作为一个知识
but it is a life,
而是一个生命
It is the testimony of Jesus being constituted into our very being.
乃是将耶稣基督的见证组织在我们这个人的里面
It is what our Lord Jesus is becomes what we will be.
乃是将耶稣的所是我们的主耶稣的所是成为我们将要成为所是的。
We will be conformed to his very image.
我们要被磨成他自己的形象。
And this is what God really desires.
这是神心中的愿望。
So his son might be the one who sum up all things.
好使他的儿子能够叫万有同归于一。
The testimony of Jesus itself is complete and perfect.
耶稣基督见证的本身乃是完整的，乃是完全的。
There is no time when there is anything lacking in the testimony of Jesus itself.
在耶稣基督见证的里面，没有一刻在他本身里面有任何的缺陷。
When before the foundation of the world,
在创立世界之前
，God the Father according to his good pleasure, had made a will.
父神照着他所喜悦的定了一个旨意。
And that will is nothing but the testimony of Jesus.
那一个旨意不是别的，就是耶稣的见证。
And we all know that with God, there is no time and space difference.
我们都知道，在神的里面没有时间，也没有空间的区别。
What he purposed is already fulfilled.
当他定义的时候，那就已经成就了。
So the testimony of Jesus from eternity to eternity is a reality.
所以耶稣基督的见证从永远到永远是一个实际。
What we are considering this time.
这一次我们所思想的。
Recovering the testimony of Christ.
恢复基督的见证。
It doesn't mean that the testimony of Christ needs to be recovered.
并不代表着说基督的见证需要我们来恢复它。
Because before God, it is an eternal fact.
因为在神的面前，它已经是一个永远的事实。
What it really means is simply this.
它真实的意义，简单的来说
，that the testimony of Jesus needs to be recovered by the church.
就是耶稣的见证。需要借着教会来恢复。
God has entrusted the testimony of Jesus to His own church.
神将耶稣的见证交付给他的教会。
Not only for the sake of testifying to it.
不仅仅是为着为他做见证。
By words.
借着话语。
But more than that.
比这更多的。
He wants the testimony of Jesus being so constituted, built in the life of the church.
他要耶稣的见证被组织在，并且从里面建造起来，在教会的里面。
That the testimony of Jesus in the church becomes one.
叫耶稣的见证在教会中成为一。
And this is something that needs to be recovered.
这是需要被恢复的事。
So when we are talking about recovering the testimony of Christ,
所以当我们讲到恢复基督的见证的时候，
Let us always remember that the testimony of Jesus never changes.
请我们一定要记住耶稣的见证是从来没有改变过的。
It is something not only purpose, but something that has already been fulfilled.
不仅是一个所定的目的，并且也是一个完成的事实。
It only talks about its relationship with us.
我们在这里所谈到的乃是它与我们的关系而已。
I often wonder, God who knows everything.
我常常稀奇，神知道一万有。
How could it be that he will ever commit the testimony of Jesus to man?
他怎么可能会把耶稣的见证托付给人呢？
He knows what is man.
他认识人，人是什么？
He knows what will happen to man.
他也知道人会发生什么事情。
He knows that if he should commit his testimony to us, how we will spoil it.
他知道当他把耶稣的见证托付给我们，我们会怎样使他失落。
He knows everything before that.
在一切事情发生之前，他就全然的知道。
And yet, he is willing.To entrust his testimony or himself to his church.
然而他却甘愿地将耶稣的见证和他自己或者他自己交付给教会。
That to me is a great mystery.
对我而言呢，是一个极大的奥秘。
The only reason we can give
我们所能找到的唯一的理由。
It is because God is love.
乃是因为神是爱。
He loves us so much.
他是如此的爱我们。
He wants to give everything to us.
他愿意将万有都赐给我们。
And that everything is nothing but His beloved Son.
这一切不是别的，乃是他的爱子耶稣。
He wants the testimony of Jesus become our very being.
他要他爱子耶稣的见证成为我们这个人的所事。
That we will be able to manifest Christ in everything.
我们能在一切之中来彰显基督。
That Christ may be glorified.In His church,
好使基督在他的教会中得荣耀。
And it is out of that unspeakable love that He committed, as it were, the testimony of Jesus to us.
乃是从他那说不尽的爱中，他将他儿子耶稣的见证托付给教会。
He has enough faith in himself.
他对自己有足够的信心。
He is faith itself.
他自己本身就是信心的本身。
Because his being is love, his faith.
因为神自己就是爱，就是信。
And out of his own being,
从他的本身出来，
he acts.
他行动。
It is not because.He does not know us.
并不是因为他不认识我们。
It is because he knows us so well.
乃是因为他完全的认识我们。
But he has faith in himself.
但是他对自己有信心。
He believes that he is able to do the impossible things.
他相信他能够成全那不可能的事情。
So when we talk aboutRecovering the testimony of Christ.
所以当我们谈到恢复基督的见证的时候，
Let us remember this thing.
请我们记得这件事。
That no matter what happened to us,
不论有任何事发生在我们身上，
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神是昨日、今日、直到永远。都不改变。
He is the one who makes the impossible possible.
他是那位使不可能的成为可能。
So in the restoring of the testimony of Christ in the church.
所以在教会中要恢复基督的见证。
We have to remember this fact.
我们必须要记住这个事实。
Otherwise, we will be discouraged.
要不然我们就会灰心。
But when we look away from ourselves,
当我们从己的身上转开注意力，
and look steadfastly upon God,
我们坚定地注视神，
we know that it is possible.
我们就知道这是可能的。
The testimony of Jesus.Is all that Jesus is.
耶稣基督的见证就是耶稣的所事。
And this is committed to the church.
这是交托给教会的。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会乃是基督的身体。
The fullness of Him who fills all and in all.
乃是那充满万有者他的丰满。
When you look at the church,
当我们看教会的时候，
the Holy Spirit called it the Christ.
圣灵称它作那基督。
You remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们记得在哥林多前书第十二章。
The body is one, but has many members.
他说，正如身子是一个，却有许多肢体。
There are many members.But one body.
而且肢体虽多，人是一个身体。
We all know that this means the church.
我们都知道这是指着教会说的。
And yet the Holy Spirit said, this is the Christ.
但是圣灵却在这里说，这是那基督。
Because in the church, in the body of Christ, there is neither Jews nor Gentiles.
因为在教会中，就是在基督的身体里，不分犹太人，也不分希利尼人。
Neither bondman nor freeman.
不分为奴的或自主的。
Neither barbarians or Scythians.
也没有化外人或者希古提人。
It is Christ, all and in all.
乃是基督是一切，并且在一切之内。
And this is what is meant by the recovery of the testimony of Christ.
这乃是恢复基督见证它的意义。
It is not just an individual matter.
它不是一个个人的事情。
Of course, there is an individual aspect.
当然它有个人的这一面。
We find that in Romans chapter 8.
我们在罗马书第八章里看见。
Whom he has foreknown, he has predetermined that they shall be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And this is in a personal aspect.
这是就着我们个人这一面来说的。
But there is a corporate aspect.
但是他还有团体的一面。
And that is to say, in the church, you see nothing but Christ.
那就是说，在教会中，我们看不见别的，只见基督。
And that means there is the testimony of Jesus.
那就是耶稣见证的意义。
And that is what the church is supposed to testify of.
那就是教会应该做的见证。
But sadly, we all know.
但是很可惜的，我们都知道。
Whenever God entrusts anything to man,
当神将任何事情交托给人的时候，
Man always fail him.
人总是叫神失望。
You remember even from the very beginning of human history.
我们记得在人类历史的刚开始，
God created man in his own image according to his likeness.
神照着他自己的形象，他自己的样子造人。
And he gave man the dominion over the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, and the fishes of the water.
他叫人管理空中的飞鸟，地上田野的走兽和海中的活物。
And he commanded man to till the ground and to watch the garden.
他吩咐人来耕种田地，并且照顾那个园子。
And then you find very quickly man failed.
我们看见了人很快的就失败了。
You can find this throughout the whole Bible.
我们在整本圣经里都看见这件事。
In the Old Testament time, God commit his testimony to the nation of Israel.
在旧约时代，神将他自己的见证交付给以色列人。
And yet, Israel failed.
然而以色列人失败了。
And in the same way, God commit the testimony of Jesus to the church.
同样的，神将耶稣的见证托付给教会。
And the church also failed him.
教会也使他失望。
So when we talk about recovering the testimony of Christ,
所以当我们说到恢复基督的见证的时候，
How can these impossible things become possible?
这件不可能的事情怎么会变成可能呢？
If it all depends upon us,
它都在乎于我们，
then it will be impossible.
那么它就是 是不可能的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When we come to this matter of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
当我们来到恢复耶稣见证这件事情的时候，
we find that it is always God Himself who takes the initiative.
我们看见的总是神先起始的。
You look in the Old Testament time.
我们看旧约时代。
When Israel failed in its mission.
当以色列人在他们的使命上失败的时候。
When the temple was destroyed.
当圣殿被毁。
And they were in Babylonian captivity.
他们被掳到巴比伦去。
How did God recover his testimony.
神怎样恢复他的见证呢？
In Jerusalem, the temple was destroyed.
在耶路撒冷，圣殿被毁了。
The name of God was placed in that temple.
神的名原是安放在圣殿中的。
So when the temple was destroyed,
所以当圣殿被毁了，
during that short period,
在那短暂的时期，
God was no longer called the God of the heavens and of the earth.
神就不再被称作天和地的主了。
He was only addressed as the God of the heavens.
在那时他被称作天上的神。
Because there was no testimony of God upon the earth.
因为那时在地上没有神的见证了。
They were in Babylonian captivity for 70 long years.
他们在巴比伦被掳有七十年之久。
And they settled themselves in that exiled land.
他们就在被放逐之地呢扎根了。
Who initiated the recovery?
是谁开始这个恢复呢？
We find that it was God Himself.
我们发现乃是神自己。
How he stirred the hearts of King Cyrus.
他怎样激动古列王的心？
To proclaim that anyone who wanted to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God, he might go.
他下诏说，凡是心被耶和华所激动，愿意回去重建神的殿的人，可以回去。
You will think.That all the Jewish people in captivity will rise up and return.
我们可能认为所有被掳的犹太人，他们都要起来归回。
But to our surprise,
但是很稀奇的，
we find that only a remnant returned.
我们发现呢，只有少数的余民回去。
The Bible tells us how God stirred the spirit.Of Zerubbabel, Joshua, and other people.
圣经告诉我们说，神怎样激动所罗巴伯、耶稣雅和其他的百姓的心。
And those whose spirit were stirred by God.
他们的灵被神所激动。
They were willing to be uprooted, as it were, from their settled place.
他们甘心情愿。在他们已经扎根的地方被连根拔起来。
They had already established their businesses.
他们已经在那里建立了自己的事业。
They already built their own houses.
他们也建了自己的房屋。
And yet, when the Spirit of God stirred their hearts,
然而当神的灵激动他们的心的时候，
they rose up and returned to Jerusalem.
他们就起来。回到耶路撒冷去。
You know, Zerubbabel was born in captivity.
我们知道所罗巴伯是在被掳之地出生的。
He had never seen the temple before.
他从来没有见过圣殿。
But it was God who stirred his heart.
但是乃是神激动他的心。
And stirred the hearts of some other people.
并且也激动了其他一些人的心。
They were willing to be uprooted.
他们甘心情愿被连根拔起。
And they were willing to brave all the dangers to return to Jerusalem.
他们甘心情愿面对回到耶路撒冷所有的危险。
And you know, Jerusalem at that time was in ruin.
我们知道那个时代呢，耶路撒冷完全被毁。
Not only the temple was burned, but the houses were burned.
不仅圣殿被焚烧了，所有的房屋也都被焚烧了。
From human eyes, there was nothing there.
就是人的眼来看呢，那里是一无所有。
They seemed to be so foolish as to leave plenty into nothing.
对人来讲，他们好像是非常的愚昧，就是他们不依靠那个丰富的，而去救那个无有。
And their return was just for one and one thing only.
他们的归回。是为着唯一的一件事情。
They went back not for themselves.
他们不是为着自己回去的。
They went back only for God.
他们是仅仅为着神回去的。
They went back to rebuild the temple.
他们回去重建圣殿。
That God might have a name upon the earth.
好使神在地上能够安放他的名。
They went back to proclaim that God was not only the God of the heavens, He was also the God of the earth.
他们回去宣告，神不仅是天上的神，他也是地上的神。
So in like manner, when you come to the New Testament time,
在同样的情形，当我们来到新约时代
，Our brothers have already told us.
我们的弟兄们已经告诉我们
that the church was in captivity.
教会曾经被掳。
By captivity simply means
这个被掳的意义就是
it has abandoned the testimony of Jesus and went into Babylon.
他已经离弃了耶稣的见证而进入了巴比伦。
They left the purity, simplicity of Christ.
他们离开了基督的单纯和纯洁。
And went into confusion and corruption.
他们进入了混乱和败坏的地方。
Now, how will God recover the testimony of Christ in His church?
神如何在他的教会中恢复基督的见证呢？
We will find the same principle applies.
我们看见了同一个原则也运用在这里。
Recovery begins with God.
恢复是神开始的。
God in His mercy.
神在他的怜悯中。
How His Spirit began to stir up some people.
他的灵如何的来激动一些人。
You know, we find it is very strange.
我们知道，我们很稀奇的。
When you look into the recovery history of the church,
当我们来考察教会恢复的历史，
it seems as if that God has His own timing.
好像神有他自己的时刻。
And when the time is full,
当时刻满足的日子满足的，
God will usually touch one person.Or a few people.
通常神要感动一个人或者少数的人。
There is the principle of the one and the many.
有一个就是一个人和众人的原则。
It seems as if God always lay His hand upon someone or someone.
似乎神总是呢，先把他的手加在一个人或者少数几个人身上。
And the Spirit of God came to them.
神的灵降在他们身上。
Open their eyes.
开他们的心眼。
They began to see the vision that they had that has been lost to the church.
他们开始看见教会已经失去的那个意象。
The church today has lost its vision.
教会今天失去了它该有的意象。
Without vision, the people perish.
没有意象，民就灭亡。
What is the vision?
什么是异象呢？
The vision is the testimony of Jesus.
异象就是耶稣的见证。
When we lose the vision,
当我们失去了异象，
we were in darkness.
我们就落在黑暗中。
We do not know where we are.
我们不知道身处何地。
We will be so contented with our present situation.
我们为着现在的光景，我们何等的满足。
We will be also like the Laodiceans.
我们也像老底家的教会。
We will be neither cold nor hot.
我们既不冷也不热。
We will still think that we have everything.
我们仍然认为自己已经有了一切。
We did not know that we were blind.
我们也不知道自己是瞎眼的。
We did not see what God sees.
我们不能看见神所看见的。
We did not know we were naked.
我们也不知道自己是赤身的。
We did not have the righteousness in us.
在我们里面也没有神的义。
We did not even sense our miserableness.
我们甚至感觉不到自己的困苦。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is when the light from God came to us.
唯有当神的光临到我们，
someone or a few people,
一个人或者是少数的人，
somehow the Spirit of God began to work in their lives.
神的灵不知如何的开始在他们生命里面做工。
They began to see that they were not in the right place.
他们开始看见自己不是在对的地方。
How did they know they are not in the right place?
他们怎么知道自己在不对的地方呢？
Unless they are shown what is right.
除非神把对的指示给他们。
In other words,
换言之，
they receive the vision of the testimony of Christ that has long been forgotten.
他们领受了久被遗忘的耶稣的见证。
This happened in the Old Testament time.
这个在旧约时发生过。
You see that when the whole world had deserted God,
我们看见全世界都离弃了神，
became idol worshippers,
都成为拜偶像的人。
But there was one person,
但是有一个人，
Abraham,
就是亚伯兰。
Somehow, the glory of God, the God of glory, appeared to him in Ur of Chaldea.
不知如何的，神的荣耀，就荣耀的神，在加勒底向他显现。
Brothers and sisters, without vision, we do not know the difference.
弟兄姊妹们，没有异象，我们就看不出区别来。
Everybody is doing it.
每一个人都这样做。
We do not realize where we are.
我们没有意识到自己在哪里。
But when vision, light, revelation from God comes,
但是当异象，就是启示从神那里而来，
and we begin to see that we have been in the wrong place.
我们才开始看见我们在不对的地方。
So you find that in this matter of the recovery.
所以当我们开始看见这个恢复这件事情呢，
God has to take the initiative.
神必须要做起始。
And when he begins, he always begins with revelation or vision.
当他起始的时候，他总是借着启示或者异象来开始。
And under that vision, you begin to see you have departed.
在那个异象之下，我们开始看见我们偏离了。
As we have mentioned yesterday,
我们昨天已经提到，
What is declension?
什么是失落呢？
Declension is departing from the original.
衰落就是从原初的地方离开了。
And that is always the beginning.
那总是开始。
When you read Revelation chapter 2.
当我们读启示录第二章
verse 5.
第五节
Remember, therefore, whence thou art fallen.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
How can we remember?
我们怎么能回想呢？
It's only when God began to stir our heart.
唯有当神开始激动我们的心。
He began to reveal to us the original vision.
他开始启示我们那原初的意象。
He shows us what the testimony of Jesus really is.
他指示我们耶稣的见证真实是什么。
And only then do we know where we have fallen.
唯有如此，我们才知道我们从哪里坠落的。
And then you find the one or the few who have received that vision.
然后我们就看见那个或者少数的接受异象的人。
They go through a time of travailing.
他们就要经过一段惨难的时期。
The Spirit of God began to work in their lives.
神的灵开始在他们生命里面做工。
To show them that they have fallen.
好指示他们，让他们看见自己的坠落。
And how they repented because of what they have fallen.
而因着他们的坠落，他们如何的悔改。
It always begins in this way.
总是这样开始的。
God works in the lives of one or a few.
神在一个人或者少数人的生命里做工。
They go through deep travailing.
他们经过极深的苦难。
And the Lord bring them out.
神把他们从其中带出来。
And through their ministry, you find the recovering work began to spread.
借着他们的服事，我们看见这个恢复开始扩大。
So it's always from one to many.
所以总是从一个人达到众人。
And not only that,
不仅如此，
but when you look into the process of recovery,
当我们来考究恢复的过程的时候，
you find that it always begins small.
我们发现呢，总是从微小开始的。
You know, the human heart is, if we want to do something, we have to do something big.
我们知道人的心呢，总是这样，当我们想做什么事的时候，我们总想做大的。
I remember I heard someone say,
我记得我听过有一个人这样说，
I will not open my mouth and testify.
我不随便的开口做见证。
If I open my mouth, 3,000 will be saved.
如果我开口的话，至少要有3,000人得救。
You know, this is human nature.
你知道这就是人性。
But when you look into the history of recovery,
但是当我们来看恢复的历史，
you find it always begins small.
我们发现呢，总是从微小开始。
And it is from small that become great.
从微小而到伟大。
You remember in the old days,
我们记得在古时，
when the remnant returned to Jerusalem,
当那些余民归回到耶路撒冷，
and they began to lay the foundation of the house.
他们开始立圣殿的根基。
And then you find how they were being persecuted.
我们也看见他们如何受逼迫。
And because of all these problems, the work of rebuilding the temple stopped.
因着这些难处呢，那个建殿的工程就停止了。
And after they have stopped for a number of years, maybe 15 years.
当他们停工了有若干年，大约是15年。
And then you find God used two prophets.
我们看见神使用两位先知
Haggai and Zechariah.
就是哈该和撒加利亚。
Haggai was an old man.
哈该是一位老人。
He must have seen the temple in Jerusalem before.
他曾经看见先前在耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And Zechariah was a young man.
撒加利亚是一个年轻人。
He had never seen the temple before.
他从来没有看过先前的圣殿。
But God raised these two prophets.
但是神却兴起了这两位先知。
And through their prophesying,
借着他们的预言。
Zerubbabel and Joshua and the others began to work again.
所罗巴伯、耶稣亚和其余的人，他们就起来复工。
They laid the foundation.
他们立了根基。
They started to build.
他们开始建造。
But while they were in the beginning of their building,
但是在他们起初建造的时候，
some people who had seen the old temple before.
有一些人是见过先前的圣殿
，The temple built by Solomon，
就是所罗门所建的圣殿。
It was so gorgeous, so beautiful, so glorious。
那是何等的华丽、宏伟和美丽
，so costly，
荣耀
，so costly，
是那样的贵重。
But now when these people were working on the rebuilding of the temple，
但是当这一班来重建圣殿的人
，They were few in number.
他们的人数很少。
Their resources were very limited.
他们的资源也有限。
So while they were beginning to build,
所以当他们开始建造的时候
，Some began to be disappointed.
有一些人就很失望。
They would feel that we cannot build a temple as wonderful, as glorious as the former one.
他们认为呢，我们不可能建一个跟先前那样同样宏伟、同样荣耀的圣殿。
If we couldn't do that, why should we spend the time?
如果我们不能达到那个光景，我们何必去花这个时间呢？
And then you find these two prophets how they encouraged them.
我们就看见这两位先知如何的鼓舞他们。
Zechariah in chapter 4 verse 10.
在撒加利亚书第四章第十节里面
，He said, "Do you see? This is the day of small things."
在那里，他说，你不要小看这小事的日子。
Do not despise it.
不要小看它。
Because this is just the beginning.
因为这不过是开始而已。
And the whole work will be finished.
这个工作要完成。
It is said by the seven eyes.
这乃是那有七眼的所说的。
In other words, by the Spirit of God.
换句话说，这乃是神的灵所说的。
And then you turn to Haggai chapter 2.
我们再看到哈该第二章。
In verses 6 and 7.
在第六、第七节中。
You find that God will one day shake not only the heavens,Not only the earth, but also the heavens.
我们看见神说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地，不仅震动天，也要震动地。
And the latter glory of the house will be greater than the former glory.
神殿中的荣耀要大过先前。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，in the recovery process,
在恢复的过程中
，of the testimony of Christ，
就是耶稣的见证。
It always begins small，
它总是从微小开始。
And then gradually you find it becomes great，
然后逐渐的我们看见它变得伟大。
And for instance，
举例来说
，in the history of the recovery of the church。
在教会恢复的历史中
，You find there was someone who began to see this matter of baptism.
我们看见呢，有一些人，他们开始看见受浸这件事的意义。
Because at that time you find people were baptized, but just by sprinkling.
我们看见那个时候人受洗呢，他们是洒水的洗。
And they even had a wrong teaching. There will be baptismal regeneration.
甚至